In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the subtleties of Marian doctors of the Church is to be able to distinguish particular scripture and its meaning. In the Holy Scripture today, your mother and your brothers are standing outside. The only child of Mary is Jesus, and she conceived as a virgin after she had received from the angel the message that her cousin was also pregnant, meaning that God was able to make barren or make fertile what was barren, and therefore a virgin could conceive. It was logical. Our Lady understood. But when it comes to this context of brothers, we need to go into the etymology of the language. Brothers or brethren in ancient Hebrew, Aramaic and other languages, there was no special words for different degrees of relationship, such as are found in the more modern languages, like English. In general, all those belonging to the same family, to the same clan, and even the same tribe were regarded and called brethren. In the particular case that we have today, we should bear in mind that Jesus had different kinds of relatives in two groups, some on his mother's side, others on Saint Joseph's. And when we look at scripture, and I'll give you the relevant scriptures, Matthew 13, verses 55 to 56, mentions as living in Nazareth, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, his brethren. And elsewhere, there is references to Jesus' sisters in Mark chapter 6, verse 3. But in Matthew chapter 27, verse 56, we are told that the James and Joseph are sons of a Mary distinct from the Blessed Virgin, and that Simon and Judas were not brothers of James and Joseph, but seemingly children of a brother of Saint Joseph. And that stands to reason that the mother of Saint Joseph was a widow and then married, and there were other children. Such is some of the thoughts of the fathers. Jesus, on the other hand, was known to everyone as son of Mary, Mark chapter 6, verses 3, or the carpenter's son, Matthew 13, 55. The Church has always maintained as absolutely certain that Jesus had no brothers or sisters in the full meaning of the term, and it is a dogma that Mary was ever virgin. Mary was a virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ. Such is our faith. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. She's known particularly for having given us the scapular, a clothing which is worn over the shoulders. It was given to Saint Simon Stock. He was having diabolical experiences. He was about to give up even on his priesthood, but he invoked Our Lady. Our Lady appeared to him, encouraging him, and gave him this clothing. Some years later, that particular clothing, together with the rosary, was stated as what will save the world by Saint Dominic. And the promise that goes with wearing the scapular, it's a garment that needs to be worn all the time, is eternal salvation. Let us become more and more aware that we become disposed to particular graces when we have devotion to sacramentals. We are open to graces which we would not receive if we did not have these sacramentals, be it the sign of the cross, be it the genuflection, be it the wearing of garments of Our Lady. But the promise that goes with the scapula brings about the confession of the soul to a priest more often than not. And many cases have been revealed of how salvation comes in the dying breath of someone because they're wearing the scapula and a priest happens to be nearby to hear their confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.